Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Let's get it started in
here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I'm so glad to be back. Had lots of family in, and I hope that everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving out there. Again, if you're just waking up with us, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy. How are you, Trace?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's well. Heading towards Christmas, having a great time, beautiful weekend.
There you go. Well, if you are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, I want to start off with a positive thought, and that's what we always do in the morning here. The secret of being happy is accepting where you are in life and making the most of every day. Wow. I needed that today, I tell you. You know what? Gosh, I know we like to talk about the brighter side, but a little scary last week and, you know, with San Bernardino and just, you know, I don't know what's going on in our world, but we just really need to stick together and have some major support teams and really just, you know, kind of work together. When things like that happen, you just see all the goodness come out of it. And people are, even though, I mean, there's so many lives that were lost, but it was just, you see the people that all want to stick together. And I just want to recognize that part of it. But my hearts go out to all the families out there. Tom, anything about that?
Yeah, it was, you know, we were on air with it. And our sister station was 1 mile away from that tragic shooting. Our sister station out there in San Bernardino. And we had some people, we were in contact with them, but not only tense moments, but incredibly sad ones too.
Oh gosh, just, you know, I you don't know why these things happen, but again.
Well, just a reminder to wake up each day and be thankful for it and live it.
There you go, that's what it's all about. All right, well, again, if you're just tuning in with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, we've got a great show for you. We've got lots and lots of giveaways, and thank you for everybody calling in. We're gonna run a couple of our things that we're giving away one more time. We had probably our biggest callers of all of my show, and I thank you so much for that. I want to hear from everybody out there again. Your names are put on a list for our Christmas tree, bringing home Christmas. We're still giving one more away, and I'd love to do that. We've got Rubicon theater tickets. I'm going to let Tom talk about all those things, but what I do want you to do is write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, And what I want you to do is when you're calling in, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure that you know to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, stay connected to all those for also chances to win. We've always got stuff up. We've got our Motivational Monday that we started back again with all of our advertisers, and just to kind of share them with you. Also, visit our website, and you can listen to some of our past shows there, and also our podcast. Go to iTunes/Kim Pagano Show, and you can listen, learn, and laugh. That's what this show is all about. And I love all the feedback from all of our listeners calling in. So again, I'd love to tell you about all of our guests. Tom, do you want to first talk about all the giveaways?
We have some great restaurants, Kim, starting off with Pete's Breakfast House. We have the Urbane Cafe, Midtown Cafe, Veggie Grill, also Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. There's Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the free kids meal at The Habit. We have some entertainment for you, too. What's better than the Rubicon's presentation of A Christmas Carol that runs through the 20th? We also have Bringing Home Christmas, giving away one free Christmas tree, and you can win that, a fresh-cut premium Christmas tree delivered to your home. What a bonus that is.
Isn't that amazing? I know. I love that.
Christmas at the Ranch, that is this evening.
That's right.
That's going on there.
Yeah.
So we'll have a will call ticket for you, perhaps. Another last chance on this one, the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, also this evening in the city of Ventura. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy with our favorite local comedian, Jason Love. And we do have the very funny Craig Ferguson at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
There you go. Also, I do want to do a little shout out. Bowling for Bucks and Bowling Tournament Fundraiser. It's the first annual Moorpark College Foundation Bowling. And the tournament will take place on Saturday, December 12th at Harley Simi Valley Bowl. And it's really raising money for all the scholarships for deserving students. So what
that's great.
What yeah,
great
so event. What a great event for that. Also, April 1st is the 17th annual Bravo Awards NABO, and NABO is also accepting nominations right now, and it's all online, so you can just go to www.nabovc.org/event/Bravo2016. Again, a really quick shout out for Ventura Winter Wine Walk tonight. Don't miss out on the social event of the year in downtown Ventura tonight from 4 to 7:15. And it's Taste World-Class Wines and Craft Beer. Also, today is your last chance to win tickets to the Christmas at the Ranch. And let's just start off with that right now. Call us right now for your chance to win tickets to experience a true Victorian Christmas at the Camarillo Ranch. You don't want to miss that. And that's tonight from 4 to 8. So again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I'm so excited. Our first guest is Deanna Gunn, and she's going to be talking about Cooking with Trader Joe's, the 5-ingredient cookbook. I love when it's simple. It's just like five ingredients, and I love Trader Joe's, so it can't get any better than that. Also joining us today is Sark to talk about her book, Succulent Wild Love. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And call in right now so that you can win tickets either, let's see, we'll put both of them on there, to the Winter Wine Walk, that's this evening, and also the Christmas at the Ranch. So call us right now, and let's start with our first guest. Deanna, are you there?
I'm right here, Kim. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us today here on The Brighter Side of the 805. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started writing these books.
Well, we started writing these books, me and my co-author, Juana Miniotti. Juana and I went way back in college, and our background is actually not cooking. We were both engineers.
Oh, wow.
So that's how we started. We were, became friends doing the homework together all night long. And both of us over the years, you know, had families, had really high-stress jobs. I literally worked as a rocket scientist for many years at startups. And then as life got busier with kids and work and everything else, I just had to find basically smarter ways to cook because I still wanted to cook good, healthy food that tasted great at home. So I had to start looking for little shortcuts and just smarter ways to do it. So kind of at the same time, I started discovering Trader Joe's. I'd moved out to California about 18, 20 years ago, discovered Trader Joe's, and over the years, those two things kind of came together, my need to cook smarter and then all these great products I was starting to find at Trader Joe's. And cooking suddenly became doable, easy. I could get home 6 o'clock at night and get dinner on the table, even with two little kids running around. And pretty soon, the light bulb went off, and I was like, why isn't there a Trader Joe's cookbook? That just makes so much sense. And Juana and I got together and wrote one.
Did you go through?
And that's kind of how it started.
Did you go through Trader Joe's to do this?
You know, we after we wrote it, we approached Trader Joe's and said, "Hey guys, what do you think of this?" And they said, "We really love the idea. It's great, but you know, we won't be able to carry it inside the store because we don't do CDs and books in the store. But you know, you can go ahead and kind of go for it." And what happened is it really started as kind of a grassroots thing. I mean, you know, your mom buys the first one, and then like your neighbor buys the second one. And then pretty soon we had Barnes & Noble and then Borders at the time calling to order books from
us. Oh, my God. I love when
I hear that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it was great because Borders would call and say, hey, we've got people asking about this book. Can you send us a case? And then the next day they'd call and say, hey, we already sold out. Send two more cases. And then as, you know, newspapers kind of caught on and started writing about it, that's really how it happened. It kind of went from, me unloading the first pallets with a forklift myself into the garage and selling them one by one to all of a sudden we were carried by the big wholesalers and then,
Deanna, how many have you?
And let's try another one.
That's awesome. How many have you sold so far?
How many books total? Well, there's 10 titles. The five-ingredient book is the one that just came out. But in terms of sheer numbers, I mean, the original one, which is Cooking with All Things Trader Joe's, and that one we've re-released over the years, that one alone has sold several hundred thousand copies over the years.
So oh, that's fantastic. I love that. I love
it's done pretty well.
Oh, that's so cool. Why Trader Joe's? Why not other grocers?
A lot of people ask us, and I mean, you know, we asked ourselves that question too. We're like, do we want to do this for other stores? But what it came down to is, I mean, for me, there really is no other store like Trader Joe's, and you know, we know how it has almost that like cult-like following. And I can't think of any other store where you go to someone's house and you taste the dip and you go, wow, that's really yummy. And they go, it's from Trader Joe's. Oh my God, yes,
that is so funny. And that is, yeah, I love that.
So I can't think of anywhere else that's quite like that. And for me, I mean, Trader Joe's has always kind of had the first one to come up with those kind of like smart things. You know, this is the first place I saw stuff like frozen brown rice.
I love their frozen brown rice. I know.
Or, you know, all those great things that save so much time.
That's fantastic, Deanna. Question. I mean, we know your books are self-published, and how did you manage to get them into the likes of like Barnes & Noble and Borders? I mean, that's I'm sure everybody's self-published dream.
Yeah, I mean, especially back in 2007 when we started. I mean, to get a self-published book anywhere, I mean, it was really difficult to even get. To even get a reviewer to look at a self-published book, it was very hard. But really, it was just, it came down to demand.
Kind of word of mouth.
Just word of mouth and demand. As newspapers mentioned it, it's funny, sometimes things happen by accident. You know, we would always mention our website when newspapers would call to cover us. And we knew a newspaper had covered us when our phone started ringing at 5 a.m., from people wanting to buy the book on the East Coast. And then once or twice, newspapers forgot to mention our website, and we were like, oh, darn it. But what happened is those people would then go to Barnes & Noble and Borders and say, hey, I want this book. And that's what really got our book.
I love your story.
That's fantastic.
It was those happy accidents. And then... you know, and really it just fit a great need. I mean, lots of people love Trader Joe's, and I mean, I don't know anyone who isn't looking for kind of
easy, great recipe. There's no question.
On the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get good food cooked.
Deanna, we need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us? Because I want to find out some of the recipes in there. So, like, what's your favorite? What's your, you know, all those good things that, you know, and I love your story. I'm so excited for you to share your story here on the Kim Pagano Show. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy and Tom. And, of course, we're talking with Deanna Gunn. Her book is Cooking with Trader Joe's, the five-ingredient cookbook. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And what I'd love to do is give away, how about Urban Cafe? And I've got a gift certificate for you. So call us right now, and we'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thanks so much for all your calls. All you have to do is call in and leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about. And of course, we're talking right now with Deanna Gunn. We're talking about, I love when somebody does something and it just organically takes its place, you know. What's your husband think and your children?
What do my kids think of the book?
Yeah, and your husband. I mean, did they...
Oh, yeah.
Did they think, like, what are you thinking? Or, you know, I mean, did they believe in you right away?
Right away. I think that was an idea that clicked. And, I mean, I was always kind of trying to think of, like, interesting kind of entrepreneurial things to do, because I was also at the same time thinking, you know, of ways... you know, kind of, I've always loved to write, I've always loved to cook, and I was like, can this translate into kind of a new act for me, kind of a second career for me? And when I had that idea, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this, these are passions coming together. And when I mentioned it, people are like, oh yeah, I'd buy that book, you know, and my kids were really little at the time, but it's funny, they really got used to kind of the cookbook author lifestyle quickly. I remember my kids would help cook and things like that. And one of the things, Kim, about our books is they have photos for every single recipe. That's something that was just a must-have for both of us when we were writing.
I'm a really visual person, so
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, that makes a difference. Yeah, yeah, I wanted to ask you, did your kids have any input? Did they say, hey, Mom, you got to put this recipe in there? That's our favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the every recipe had to kind of pass the husband and kids hurdle. And then the thing I loved is, you know, we would always photograph us. We set up photography studios basically in our kitchen and, you know, took the photos right then. You know, a lot of cookbooks kind of use the smoke and mirrors and paint things, and you use the mashed potatoes instead of ice cream, so they can take a good picture. And we were just like, okay, we're going to take pictures of real food in our kitchens. And my favorite thing was one day my like 5-year-old son was flipping pancakes for me, and I said, all right, you can go sit down and eat now. He goes, oh, wait a minute, Mom. And he ran to his room and got this toy camera and ran out and took a picture of it and said, okay, now we can eat.
That's great. Okay,
like,
so
he's grown up in a cookbook writer's household.
Wow. So give us some great things, because every time I go to Trader Joe's, my favorite thing in there, I have to tell you, is I have that little tiny cup of coffee that they share with all of their guests,
yes.
Right? And then whatever juice that's happening.
And whatever the sample of the day
is.
It's the
and
first place my kids go.
Yeah, and they'll have it, you know. And you know, when I had my ladies groups, I would always be like, okay, we're having this. You know, I just bring it there, and I bring everybody the recipe, and it was you just knew it was Trader Joe's best right there. So tell us what some of your favorites.
Well, some of my favorite products are, I think I already mentioned that frozen brown rice. That is one that I was reluctant to try, but once I did, I realized that, you know, with about 3 minutes of prep time, you could get something better than, you know, an hour of steaming rice on the brown rice on the stovetop. So that's one I love. Another kind of basic that I love from Trader Joe's, have you ever tried the frozen crushed garlic?
Oh, yes, my daughter.
Those are the
that.
Best
yeah.
creation, and the basil as well.
I love that. You can pop a cube into a salad dressing, into a soup, into a saute pan. And each of those little cubes is equivalent to about a teaspoon or a clove of fresh garlic. So I love that. I love things like that fresh bruschetta sauce that's refrigerated.
Yes, that's one of my favorites also.
See, we're all on the same page here. I love it.
I'm getting hungry now.
I know.
That's a great holiday one, because what you can do is put a little bit of that out in a bowl, put it next to some goat cheese and some crackers, and that is just such a magical combination.
With the
bruschetta.
The bruschetta and then the goat cheese?
Yeah, just
I never thought about
spread
that.
A little goat cheese on top, and then put a little dollop of that fresh bruschetta sauce on top. It goes together so well.
I would never. I usually get baguettes cut up and then put them, and then put that in the middle.
That exactly. Yeah. So that, and then you could even do that, and you know, add a little goat cheese to that, or sprinkle a little Parmesan on top and broil it. That's
okay. So there's a couple. What about their cookies there? I mean, it's funny that, I mean, there's like some really big trademark things that I always just stock up on. And I think it's like almost like a honeycomb cookie. And I'll make a, you know, almost like a, some yogurt. And then I stick this little cookie on the top of it. It's kind of a really natural dessert with a little bit of sweetness. And everybody loves these cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good.
Yeah. And what they have this time of year that I really love is, have you seen those dark chocolate star cookies?
Oh, yeah.
They have the little white sprinkles. Those I love because they taste great, but if you make like a little cake, or if you want to make holiday cupcakes or something, just add one of those to each cupcake as a little decoration, or you can decorate the top of a cake with some of those and some strawberries, and it's just like instant kind of a little bit of holiday ornamentation on what you're going to take. So I love that.
Deanna, let me ask you something. So do your books, because you have 10 now.
I know.
In
and
the
we
series,
wanna,
it, do you cover kind of like all like appetizers to main course to desserts? Like what are the, I guess, categories that you cover?
Exactly. So there'll be appetizers, things like, a baked brie then we'll have like soups and salads, mains, sides, then there's desserts and drinks. And the books also have a breakfast section. So we kind of cover it all, and every single book has that. Several of the books are general, like Cooking with All Things Trader Joe's, Dinner's Done. The new one, the 5-Ingredient Cookbook, is also a general cookbook. But then we also have a gluten-free cookbook, vegetarian, vegan, a diet one called Lighten Up, and then there's even a couple of lunchbox books.
Oh, that's really neat.
Wow, I love that. Okay, you have to send us all your books so we could keep having you back.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. So give us some holiday recipes that are easy holiday, you know, if say you're going, everybody always is going to a potluck or they have, you know, going to a cocktail party or something and they just need something to bring.
Well, gosh, that one that I just mentioned off the top of my head, that baked brie, if you get those wedges of kind of a double cream brie, that nice soft
That's my
brie,
favorite right there,
yeah,
yes.
Cut the top rind off, put it in a small oven-proof dish, then add on a couple of tablespoons of apricot preserves or even raspberry preserves. Drizzle on a little triple sec if you have it. That's that orange liqueur. If you don't, skip that. And then sprinkle on some sliced almonds. Then you bake that at about 400 degrees until it's kind of melted and oozing. And that's something you can wrap in a dish towel and take to a party with you. And it's always a hit. Great, take some crackers with you. If you want to do something more desserty, a great recipe that I always get asked the recipe for is one for a chocolate coffee fudge. And it is literally three ingredients. You want to get one container of sweetened condensed milk. Sometimes it comes in a bottle, sometimes in a can. One 12-ounce bag of chocolate chips, and then about a tablespoon of instant coffee. And so what you'll do is you'll heat that sweetened condensed milk, dissolve that instant coffee in the tiniest bit of water, and then stir that in. And then add the chocolate chips and over low heat, just stir it until it's all melted. Then you pour it into a pan and let it set up in the fridge for a couple of hours, and it's a great fudge. And that little bit of coffee just brings out the chocolate even more.
Oh my God, I love that, Deanna. Yeah. This has been so much fun. Are these all in your book?
These are all in the 5-ingredient book, and all the recipes are very easy, 5 ingredients or fewer throughout, and. Holiday stuff, weeknight cooking stuff, just kind of a good any day cookbook.
I love it. And can you give out?
Yeah, Deanna, we'd love it. Do you want
to
give out your website here?
I never remember to give it out. It's www.cooktj.com, like cooktraderjoes.com, cooktj.com, and we've got about a couple of thousand recipes. On the website that are reviewed and rated, as well as product reviews, so you can see what people love best at Trader Joe's.
I love it. Fun. I'm going to have you back because this is so much fun, and give us a couple of your other names of the books. I know you mentioned them, but just so we can get everybody excited.
Yeah, the original one, Cooking with All Things Trader Joe's. There's Cooking with Trader Joe's Dinner's Done, Cooking with Trader Joe's Vegetarian, and then gluten-free. There's Cooking with Trader Joe's Lighten Up, which focuses on a good carb diet, so all those great complex carbs you should be eating and all those simple carbs you should be eliminating.
I love it. I love it. Happy holidays, Deanna. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Share our show with everybody, too.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank
you.
You
got it. All right. You got it. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take another break, but we've got our next guest that is going to be talking with us, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy. She calls herself Sark, and we're going to be talking about succulent wild love. You never know what you're going to be talking about here on The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, her book is A New Philosophy of Love and Relationship for Everyone. Six powerful habits for feeling more love more often. And I can't wait to talk to her about it. And again, stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. What I do want to remind everybody is we have one more Christmas tree that we are going to be giving away. And I want everybody to call in. All three of our shows, we're going to be taking calls for that. So again, bringing home Christmas, and it's a fresh cut premium Christmas tree delivered to your home. We provide, they provide the tree, the stand, and the cleanup. I love it. I mean, how much easier is that? If you don't win that, I do want to give you the phone number, or if you want to just go ahead and order your tree, it's call 1-888-624-3228. That's 888-624-3228. And so if you can get some more information about bringing home Christmas, call in right now so that you can get on that list to win a Christmas tree for your home so you can have an amazing holiday. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bringing Home Christmas, a family-owned business, focuses on raising funds for charitable organizations such as Wounded Warrior Project, Ronald McDonald House, and Children's Hospital. They specialize in delivering premium Noble Fir Christmas trees to homes and businesses throughout Southern California, within days of being harvested at their family farm in Washington. Unlike box store or lot trees, which have sat in fields for over a month, their trees have been displayed at the White House, and now you too can share in the beauty they provide. Each time you purchase one of their Trees with Purpose from Bringing Home Christmas, you'll have a choice of charities of which a portion of the proceeds will go to. With competitive rates and satisfaction guaranteed, we hope you'll consider Bringing Home Christmas this holiday season. Visit www.bringinghomechristmas.com or call 888-624-3228. That's 888-624-3228. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock, and we are just getting started. And I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I know it's the holidays. It's hectic. Things are happening. Got probably relatives or people coming in and out. I just did. And, you know, it's just a moment to take a pause and just enjoy every day. And, you know that life happens to all of us. You know, it's just about going, okay, how am I going to handle what's going on in my life today and getting through it?
That's a really good reminder.
Yeah.
Really try to stop every day and appreciate it and not get caught up in the craziness of this time
of
year.
Yeah, I totally agree. Anyways, I do want to tell you a little bit about our second hour, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Mark Mincola and about healthy foods that actually still might be sabotaging your health and weight loss efforts. I mean, that's kind of interesting. And then, of course, I don't know if any of you have heard her before or know her, but JJ Virgin, one of my favorites, and we're going to be talking about the sugar impact diet. She's been on our show several times, and you're not going to want to miss either one of those. So again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I'm hoping that you are. We're going to go into our second guest, and that is Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, and her book is Succulent Wild Love. Susan, are you there?
Oh, I am.
How
Thank
are you?
Thank you so much. I'm well.
Very good. Tell us your love story and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yes. I am the author and artist of now 17 books.
Wow. Okay, great.
Yeah, best-selling books for many years now, and this book, Succulent Wild Love, is co-authored by my wonderful fiance and psychologist, Dr. John Waddell.
So was he your psychologist?
No.
Oh.
He is a psychologist.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, let me get this story right.
Well, yeah, it's funny because friends teased me that knew me well and had watched me over the years, and they said, only you need a live-in psychologist.
I love it. That's
they
great.
They meant that in the best possible way.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. So, okay, so how did you meet your fiancé and come to write this book?
Yeah, we met on a cruise ship on a metaphysical seminar cruise 3.5 years ago and didn't plan on anything. His wife had died the year before, and he was open to new love and had, in fact, made a decision to have love again in his life. And I had married myself in 1997 and written about it in a book called Succulent Wild Woman. And
I love that.
Yes.
I love how you just said that. You married yourself.
Yes, and promised to never leave me.
Oh, that's huge right there. I want my listeners to hear that because so many of us go through heartaches and divorces, and if you marry yourself, that's almost just making a promise to keep that you're always going to make yourself kind of first and make sure, because I really believe if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else?
Well, absolutely, and most people don't know how to do it, and that's one of the reasons we wrote the book, because the 6 powerful habits can lead anyone to feel more love more often. And that's what we wanted to do, because I wouldn't have been able to. I was 58 when John moved in. I'd never lived with a partner. I'd had many lovers, but I'd never lived with anyone. And a month after we met, he had moved in.
Wow. And when I just want to clarify this, when you said married myself, did that mean you didn't want anybody else in your life, or you just put yourself first?
That's a really good question. No, I was definitely wanting. I was open to love with someone else. I did used to joke about it and say, if I get married again, does that make me a bigamist?
Yeah,
It's more about really promising to love myself and not leave me, and then be available to include another.
I'm serious.
I
really like that. I'm gonna remember that and use that, because so many of us, I've seen so many of my listeners and callers and friends, we get married and we think it's for forever, and life isn't really forever, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I've been
it
divorced
has its
myself.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. And but if you know that, you know, it's a journey. It's just a journey.
Yes. It is, and loving oneself is profoundly important, because, like you said, it allows us to love others and the world so much more. If we're empty, searching to be filled, it's a lot of energy, and we can't then love others or people in the world.
Wow, I like that.
So, Sarah, can you just explain to us kind of the idea of the succulent wild love relationship? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's really, you know, I wrote A Succulent Wild Woman in 1997. That was my statement of self-liberation. And Succulent Wild Love, the new book, it's a whole new philosophy of love and relationships for everyone, 6 powerful habits for feeling more love more often. That's my statement of relationship liberation. Because I wanted to be I wanted to find a soulmate, but I wanted to spell it differently. I wanted to spell it SOLEMATE, meaning my own being with myself fully while also loving another.
Wow, I love what you're thinking about.
So just sort of being really grounded
yeah.
in oneself.
So I mean, you know, it's interesting, and I always, you know, do this, look at both sides. In one sense, when you think of soul, meaning S-O-L-E, you're solely thinking of yourself, but you don't seem like it's not selfish, it's self-love.
Yes, very different.
Yeah.
You know, very different, and that's probably the biggest misnomer about self-love is people are so afraid it's selfish.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it's selfish not to be self-loving.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you are constantly depleted and searching to be filled and not able to feel that feeling of love, which is, you know, when we feel love, we're able to be love.
So, I love this. I love it.
So, Sark, you describe the book as a new philosophy of love and relationships for everyone. So are there some old paradigms here that you're trying to break through, and what are those?
Oh, absolutely. Great question and great observation. Yes. It's a whole new blueprint. You know, like most of us got a blueprint from our parents or someone in our early life, and then we go out and try to duplicate in some way a love relationship, but we're using the old paradigm. So the six powerful habits are really powerful. I mean, it's funny, you know, people say, oh, you know, what are they? And so I can give you a quick, very quick tour.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, when John met me, he said, I am offering you a no-compromise relationship. And I thought, good, because I've never compromised. I'm never very good at it, and it was, in fact, why I didn't want to live with someone. And everywhere you turn, you hear marriage is made of compromise and relationships are made of compromise. And it isn't that compromise is bad. It's just that it stops short. Because what I said to John was, well, what are we going to do? Obviously, you have to work stuff out. And he said, we will create joyful solutions.
And we will create those together.
And those are going to be better and different than what we would have thought up on our own. And I thought, oh, I love that, like you guys are saying. But then my skeptic was like, well, how's that going to work?
Yeah.
You know, like, does that really work? That sounds good, but does it work?
Everybody says that,
right?
You know, I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us right now and tuning in that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Sark. Sark, how did you get Sark? Susan Ariel.
It's an acronym. It spells, you know, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy.
I love it.
It spells S-A-R-K. Yes, it was given to me by the author Henry Miller.
Okay.
So that's another story.
But I love it. I love how you do. You kind of like change life a little bit, and I love people that do that. We're talking about her book, her 17th, or this is maybe your 18th book, right?
Of 17th
book. Succulent Wild Love, and some of the things that that you've really changed your blueprint from what, you know, is sometimes given to us by what we see in our parents or our previous lives. And I would love to continue talking about that.
Yeah, so let me just say about Joyful Solutions. I'm here to tell you, after 3.5 years, they're market tested by me, who was skeptical.
Right.
So I want to tell you that, remember, I had John moved in and I'd never lived with anyone. Just let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah.
Never lived with anyone. Well, I'll tell you, the hundreds of joyful solutions that we created, I've never been happier. It's never been easier. I never imagined I could live so happily with someone.
So is the foundation of creating those joyful solutions just really having an open line of communication?
Well, it is, but it's more specific than that. We take people through a process. There's something called finding the essence. There's something called going wide. It's a new way to do a win-win situation. So it goes beyond compromise. It works brilliantly. It works on your own. You don't need someone else to do it with you, even. And we take people through the process in the book, and we show the results, and we give examples, and we have awareness practice sheets so people can do this on their own.
Wow. You know what? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? And I want to kind of go through your book. I'm so excited to hear about this because I know you've got the inner critic care system.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the spar stand. You know, I mean, there's so many things. So, again, I'd love to get a little bit deeper, and I'd love my listeners to stay with us. I do want to give something away right now as we're going into our next break here. How about Rubicon Theater presents The Christmas Carol? They are going to be on our show on one of our next our afternoon show today. And again, it's playing from December 2nd to the 20th. And so I would love to give a pair of tickets away. And if anybody hasn't seen The Christmas Carol, it's a good one. So again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long.
Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. We're here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then again from 2 to 3. And we've got another great show for you this afternoon. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're talking with Sark right now. And Succulent Wild Love is her 17th book. And we're talking about so many great things right here. Really just being... Loving yourself and learning to live with love in a relationship and acceptance. I really think that's what's, you know, like shouting out at what you're going to be talking about. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Sark, talk to us. Tell us, so explain some of the six habits of people who are in a succulent wild love relationship.
Yeah, and let's just say succulent wild love, the reason we named it that, my wonderful co-author, Dr. John Waddell, and I, is succulent is a plant that nourishes itself from the inside.
Mm.
It gets its water and nourishment and feeds it to itself. So in that sense, you're not looking for someone to complete you. You're filling your own cup, and then you're sharing that overflow with your partner and with the world. So that's what the succulent means. And then wild means really untamed. You know, your partner is not there to change you. You know, your partner is there to support you and love you. That's very different.
Right.
And before I got into this wonderful relationship, I was always trying to change people. I had a list. It was like, you know, I had 3 to 4 to 5 things on there that if only they would change, I would feel better. So the book takes you through a process where you don't need to change anybody to feel better.
Wow, I like that. That, I mean, that says a lot right
there.
Yeah, I
think that's a key. That's really important.
I mean, because I think we all, you know, if he was just nicer, if he paid more attention to me or, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me give you a wonderful example. John and I were about to go out, and I had taken special care with my appearance, and I wanted him to compliment me. You know, I wanted him to say, hey, you look great. And I didn't want to tell him to say that, but
right.
I was waiting, and he didn't say it. And he was very focused on getting ready, and he went started to go downstairs. And I said, hey, I'm going to join you in a few minutes. And then I did one of the habits, which is the feelings care system. And this is something where you learn to care for your own feelings before bringing them to someone else, hoping that they'll take care of them. And I went to the mirror, and I spent 5 minutes complimenting myself and loving myself. And if you haven't ever done this, it sounds odd, but I'm just here to tell you it's really powerful. And I said, hey, your eyeshadow is so sparkly and your hair is so shiny and you're so loving. What a loving, wonderful woman you are. And by the end, I felt so filled up. I came down the stairs. I came out and John was packing the car and he looked over and he said, hey, you look great.
I love that. And you know what? It's funny because my dad always used to tell me this. Smile in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself. You know, you don't need other people
to. It's interesting. It's sort of you came down sort of projecting that positive energy and he noticed it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And before I was insecure and in a state of scarcity.
Right.
Oh, he's not doing what I like a man to do.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's really interesting.
So you're filling your own cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and then sharing the overflow.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, I love that.
So,
okay.
So to follow on with that, explain the inner critic care system.
Yeah, this is inner critics. We all have them. You know, they're not bad. They started when you were young. We have well-meaning people who tell us things. Inner critics, we grow up, but our inner critics don't. And inner critics are filled with fear. Everything is bad. You're too fat. You're too old. You'll never make it. Your car will crash. I mean, they're just full of these things. And so people hear what we call inner critical inner dialogue. And in relationships, we can project those onto our partner and think that our partner is actually saying things when actually it's our inner critics. So you're never fighting with your partner. You're always fighting with inner critics, which is why we take you through an inner critic care process so you can identify what the inner critics are saying and how to redirect them.
Wow. I like that. You're absolutely right. It doesn't even have to come out of your mouth, and you've already, you know, a lot of people live in that negative talk.
Oh, yeah.
Or negative thought.
Yeah. And a lot of people are merged to the point where they don't think it's even, they think it's them.
Exactly.
They'll say, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. Oh, I'm just a procrastinator. Oh, that's just how I've always been. And they don't understand that inner critics that they can handle differently.
I love it. So what does SPAR stand for?
SPAR stands for, because we talk about being self-lovingly separate with beautiful boundaries. And so we talk a lot about boundaries. And SPAR is an acronym which stands for, the S is security, which is you need to have security. You need to feel safe. You need to feel like you have your basic needs. That's obvious. Then P is for privacy. You need your privacy in relationship, you know, and people sometimes don't honor that. Then activity, the A stands for activity, which is inner and outer. You need to be able to do what you want, you know, and people sometimes think they have the right to say, why are you watching television so much? Or why are you going shopping? Or why are you playing a video game?
Wow.
Yeah. And so we show you how to do that. The book is very practical and very step-by-step and also quite magical.
It does look magical. First of all, I'm like a, you know, the color person, okay, the hearts.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, no. It's got 175 pieces of my art in it, and it's filled with jewel-tone colors, and it's magical. The R stands for respect. So that's respect and kindness, which should be obvious. But some people don't know how to be respectful and kind.
Wow.
They weren't raised that way, and they treat their loved ones as though they're, you know, expendable.
Yeah. You know what? That's interesting. I always wondered how sometimes people are nicer to strangers than they are to their loved ones or their family.
Absolutely.
Like, seriously? But it's true. A lot of people, you know, do that, so...
Yeah, I had this. I had the salesman father who left it all at the sales. He was the nicest guy, and then he was home, and he was very crabby.
Right. You know, we have a few minutes left. What advice would you offer to couples for moving through anger and pain?
Oh gosh, we have such wonderful processes. There's really in the book. There's a whole guidance system for what are you upset about and what to do about it, and the reasons for upset. And reasons for anger. And anger is powerful, and anger is positive, and you can use anger to also have intimacy. Sometimes we don't think that our hurt and anger apply, but they really do. And so, you know, and also I want to point out the book is for people who are single, as I call it, soulfully single. The book really is a whole new philosophy of love and relationships for everyone, which is why we're so excited about it.
I love it. And lastly, what would you say the most important thing that couples that want to create a succulent wild love relationship need to know?
Well, I think to practice these six powerful habits in their own way, so it's really transformational practices, that both people be doing that. Instead of reacting to each other and to circumstances, to have a powerful system for relating to what happens in the world. You know, we need good ways to handle our feelings and good ways to feel more love more often. And so it's very exciting to see what this book is already doing.
I love it. You know what, Sark, I'm so excited to talk to you. Could you send me all your books so I could have you back? I'm serious. I love what you talk about.
You're so cute. Yeah, well, I do love radio. To me, radio is like big phone.
Yeah, you know, no, I think it's like school on air.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yes. I'm serious. I feel like I learn every day from people like you, and I love it.
Well,
Where do we
have to put in a plug for John, because he is fantastic.
So, well, I love that. Sark, where do we find your book?
Oh, go to any bookstore or go to planetsark.com. And also we have at planetsark.com, we have wonderful, what are they called? The awareness practice sheets available for download that are very colorful, so that people sharing the book don't have to fill it in the book. And then we also wrote something called Love Sparks, which is a free weekly letter that are the deeper and more things that we couldn't fit into the book.
God, I you got a lot in there. I can't wait to read this. Again, I'd love to get all your books and have you back.
Oh, thank you, Kim. I'll spread the word immediately.
Okay, you got it. And leave us with one little quick tip.
Oh, my gosh. Quick tip, self-hugging. You know, get those arms.
How did I
yourself.
Know you were going to say something like that?
Yeah,
I love it.
Your shoulders, say, oh, you darling Kim, you're just such a little darling. I love you so much. And I love that you're, was it your father who told you that?
Yes, yes.
I love your father.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Sark. And again, Succulent Wild Love, Susan, Ariel, Rainbow Kennedy. Thank
and
you
Dr.
so much.
John Waddell.
You
thank
got
you,
it. And
Doc,
there you go. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of the Life of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're going to move into our second hour. I want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Stop saying I wish and start saying I will. With that, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.